invite the worship team to come and lead us in the song, O Come, Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. And as we would sing this, this is from the perspective of those in ancient Israel who were awaiting the birth of Jesus, the promised Messiah. O come, Emmanuel. But even as we would sing this, may we sing it thinking about them and what they were anticipating in his advent, his coming. But may we also sing it knowing that there is a time coming when Jesus will come. O come, Emmanuel. But may we also sing it in a third way. Right now, and in this Advent season, would you come afresh and meet us afresh? You, Christ, the hope of glory who lives in us. That it would be invitation. Come, Emmanuel, God with us, by your Spirit, come, encounter us now. And then we will take communion together. Would you stand as we sing, O come, Emmanuel?
One, two, three.
To us the path of knowledge.
Thank you. You may be seated. And those who are serving communion, if you would come at this time. We come knowing that the desire of those who would have been represented by that song, that their desire has come to fruition, that the King in the person of Jesus has come. The desire of nations has come. And we today celebrate his coming, because in his coming, salvation was paid for on the cross. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he gathered with his disciples and he took bread and he broke it and he said, "This represents my body that is given for you." And after supper, he took the cup and he said, "This cup represents the new covenant in my blood." He told them that that would be the last time that he had that meal with them, until the day when he would return and he would bring his kingdom in fullness. There will be a day when we will gather with our King. Our Savior will be our coming King. Until that day, we remember and we celebrate the fact that Emmanuel, God with us, has given himself. And we welcome Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, to meet us as we remember him and celebrate him. You do not have to be a member of this church or even a regular attender of this church to gather and to take of this meal together, but simply a member of the family of God, that you have received Jesus as your Savior and Lord. We do encourage you that you would take stock of your own life to see if there's anything that is not right between you and him or you and another person. And if that is, and you're unable to deal with that in these moments, just to spend some time in prayer and to let those elements pass. But this is a time to celebrate Emmanuel, Jesus, our hope, God with us. As the elements are distributed, please wait for everyone to be served, and then we will eat together. as we celebrate our hope and the advent of our King, we celebrate the one who took on flesh that we might see the glory of God, the glory of the one and only. Let us eat together. Lord Jesus, our hope, thank you for humbling yourself. Thank you for taking on flesh to come amongst us. We honor you. We honor you. Our hope, the Lord Jesus, who took on flesh and went to the cross for us, shed his blood for the forgiveness of sin. As he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even that death on a cross, we celebrate because our hope did not stay in the grave. Our hope was resurrected to pay for the penalty of our sin and to overcome the power of death. Today, he rules and reigns at the right hand of the Father, and one day he will return. And today, he lives in us by his Spirit. We celebrate the one who has come, that we might have hope paid for by his precious blood. In celebration and in exceeding hope, may we drink together. Let us drink. Jesus, we thank you and we celebrate you. You are worthy of our praise. You have come. And because you have come, we have hope for this life and for eternity. We thank you. We celebrate you. We worship you. You are good. And your love, it endures forever. You are the faithful one, and we offer ourselves in response to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. As we would close this morning, would you stand with me and receive this blessing as you go? Our hope is a person. His name is Jesus. Our hope has tasted death for us, but he is alive forevermore. Our hope has ascended to the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns. And one day, soon, our hope is returning, where he will make all things right, and we will be with him forever. Until that day, our hope lives in us. We are not orphans by his Spirit. And so with that hope, may the Lord bless you. With that hope, may the Lord keep you. With that hope, may the Lord be gracious unto you. With that hope, may you encounter him as his face shines upon you. And with that hope, would he extend to you abundant peace. Go in that hope and that peace today. Amen.